Good morning. Thank you. Today I'm going to present, well, my name is Earl Chambers, as she mentioned. I'm an assistant professor of family and social medicine at Einstein College of Medicine in Montefiore Medical Center. I'm going to discuss today, or at least show today, some data that shows how we're trying to leverage some of our information in our electronic health records with information that is collected in New York City based on the general sort of population and the health of the residents of our community. I have no relationships to disclose. As many of you may know, there's an increasing call to action to integrate primary care and public health based on a common mission of disease prevention. So primary care practitioners partnering with public health officials, community leaders, and political leadership can work together to improve the health of communities. But primary care centers and public health agencies rarely work in concert, and a large part of this is due to sort of the lack of data infrastructure that tries to look consistently between our patient population and neighborhood populations. So what we did, in 2010, a partnership was developed titled Bronx Catch, which is a collective action to transform community health. And the number of partners, Montefiore Medical Center was one, the Bronx District Public Health Office was another, Bronx Community Health Network, community-based organizations and political leaders, with the overarching goal to improve the health of patients' communities surrounding six of our Montefiore Medical Center-affiliated health centers. The idea here was to try and find a common ground with respect to certain health behaviors or health outcomes or diseases that we could find in common, have a number of different activities or interventions already underway, and see how we can link these together in some way. This is a map of the five boroughs in New York City. This area here above Manhattan is the Bronx. And as you can see, this is a map of the prevalence of obesity. And it was one of our target areas, the one on which I'm going to present some data on today. And as you can see, the darker areas are the areas where the prevalence of obesity is the highest. And we have a lot of obesity in the Bronx. So as I mentioned before, we have a number of different activities that we were trying to coordinate, some of which are out of Montefiore Medical Centers, some are initiatives by the Department of Health. I'm going to present on one of them today, which is trying to link the community health survey data with the electronic health record information that we collect at Montefiore Medical Center. The map that I showed before is the result of a survey that New York City Department of Health conducts throughout the five boroughs to look at different health behaviors and health outcomes on a regular basis. And the data on diet and activity, which I'm going to show today, is measured every 2 years. If you're interested in some of the other collaborations that were mentioned, that were shown on that screen before, we have a poster later on today where you can get more information about some of the other activities and how we're trying to sort of coordinate some of the other initiatives. And this is the information for that. So the aim for this presentation is just to describe the first year data regarding physical activity and nutrition collected through the electronic health record system for our primary care patients at three of our Bronx neighborhood health centers, and to examine that information within the context of population level data that we that New York City collects in that same region. So this is again another map of the Bronx, and we have health centers in each of these three United Hospital Fund areas right here. So what I'm going to show is data from our clinical electronic health records from each of these three areas, and then compare them to this geographic region of population level data from each of those three areas as well. So the primary task initially was, how is it that we can systematically measure diet and activity in our clinical population, which we don't currently do, and how can we actually use our electronic health records to facilitate that process? So what we did was to incorporate 5 questions that the Community Health Survey uses to measure diet and activity in their regular surveys and incorporated them into our electronic health record as part of our regular intake of patients that come into our clinics. And we looked at patient responses between February and December 2012 and analyzed them compared to the 2012 New York City Community Health Survey data. So this is just a screenshot of what happens in our electronic health records. It's a pop-up screen, and it has 5 questions that we ask of our patients as they come in. During the past 30 days, have you walked or bicycled more than 10 blocks? During the past 30 days, other than a regular drive, do you participate in physical activity? How many total servings of fruit and vegetables did you eat yesterday? How often do you drink sweetened soda? And how often do you drink other sweetened drinks? So the way this works is that there's a pop-up screen with each intake, and then this information is filled out for the patient, and then it goes away, and then it's scheduled to pop up every year. So another 365 days pass, and it'll come up again. So this is it's a busy slide, but the idea here is these are our 3 health centers, and this is the data from our clinical patient population, and this is the surrounding neighborhood of that clinic and the population information from the Community Health Survey that's related to that geographic area. So there's a couple things of note is that our patient population has a larger percentage of females, and we also see a larger percentage of people self-identifying as Hispanic compared to the neighborhood population that the clinics are located within. So some results from what we found. To the question of walking or biking more than 10 blocks in the past 30 days, the trend here is that our patient population responds having done that at a lower percentage than the general population surrounding the clinics. When we look at physical activity, exercise in the past 30 days, the relationship is similar. This is a chart looking at no servings of fruits and vegetables eaten yesterday. And again, you can see to the overall trend is that our patient population responds not doing that at a higher percentage. And one or more sugary drinks, this is a combination of the last 2 questions looking at soda and other sweetened beverages. So that's a combined question. And these are the results from there, looking at one or more sugary drinks consumed on average per day. And again, the trend is somewhat similar, although one can argue with these confidence intervals that they're not that different at all. So in conclusion, the overall observed trend shows that there's a higher proportion of clinic patients in the neighborhood that that report unhealthy lifestyle behaviors. Some possible explanations in the response variation could be just differences between those who seek out health care and residents living in that neighborhood. The health behaviors of patients may reflect exposures other than the geographic area that we've chosen. Of course, we're looking at patients that come into our clinic and comparing their activities compared to the geographic area around the health clinic, but they may not live in those areas. So we have to have a more sort of comprehensive conversation about what constitutes a neighborhood and what are the areas that are most significant as it relates to sort of health behaviors. And it should also be noted that the answering these questions during intake while you're trying to incorporate it into part of the regular workflow, the clinician is able to bypass the screen based on their discretion. Not everyone who comes in is forced to answer the questions, so there could be some selection bias and clinician sort of discretion as it relates to those who responded and those who did not. Some of the implications. Using healthcare delivery partnerships like Bronx Catch enable us to look at how our patients compare to the population and to try to better link them to community-based resources. We're able to identify those who are at highest risk and then try to link them within our partnerships to initiatives that may be going on within our communities and identifying sort of areas where our patients can be better linked to care. I'd like to acknowledge the Department of Health from the Bronx District Public Office collaboration that helped with the presentation. Also like to acknowledge the contribution of the Bronx Community Health Network in our CATCH partnership in developing sort of this larger network. And of course the data team from the Office of Community Health and the Department of Family and Social Medicine and Montefiore Medical Center for helping with the data. This is my information. If they have any questions, you can contact me. Thank you.